Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
The Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us as we operate today out of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We're there with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, but in full transparency to what we're doing right now, we did have an opportunity to bring some people into the studio before leaving for D.C. and have a conversation with them. So we're mixing that along with guests here in Washington. And with us in studio, in a pre-recorded opportunity, is our good friend Edgar Ortiz and Vonnie Stewart-Kai, who are with Iowa Works. And coming up is this big job fair, and we're going to talk a bit about that. Welcome back. Good to see you both.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for having me here.
So tell me, Vonnie, how things been going?
Things have been going good. We have been busy planning for the career fair, and we have exceeded all expectations of the number of employers that are going to be participating.
And I think this is really important for people to understand, because you've reached out to a number of employers and asked them to come in and not only display, but also have job opportunities available for people who are seeking a new chance. Is that correct?
Yeah. We expecting over 100 employers.
This is much bigger than last
yes,
time.
Yes, more bigger than that time. And last time we had around 50 employers,
yes.
50, 55. But this time, yes, we went all in with over 100 employers. And yes, every single employer have openings.
Yeah, everybody has. You know, I was told by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, by the way, that there are 10,000 open jobs here in the Greater Des Moines Metro. 10,000. And our unemployment rate is well below 3%. So we're almost, I guess you would call it, at full employment. So now the chances are, what do we do? How do corporations find employees? And what did they tell you, Vonnie, when you were reaching out to these folks? What, they all have openings, I'm sure. But how are they hoping to attract and retain good talent when we have such low unemployment and near full employment here in the Metro?
Well, what they're hoping is that they will reach out to those job seekers that they're unable to reach. I mean, a lot of the employers tell us they have the greatest problem of backfilling positions. They have a lot of individuals that are of retirement age, or they're moving on to other opportunities, and so they're finding it very difficult to fill those positions.
Yeah, well, they are finding it difficult, and here's one of the reasons I think that they're finding it difficult. And one of the things is, we just had a story yesterday when we were in Des Moines talking about the wage gap between Fortune 500 companies and the average worker. And that wage gap is like at 341%.
Mm.
So the average raises for executives in the Fortune 500 last year was over 6%. Meanwhile, folks that are working for a living, you know, mm-hmm. you and I and Edgar, mm-hmm. you know, we were lucky to get 2%, and inflation is knocking at the door at 2%. So one of the things that, you know, low unemployment and high numbers of unfilled jobs usually brings with it are better wages and or benefits. Have you heard anybody talking about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, ever? Definitely. We have all the companies talking about that. And one of the best opportunity now to look for those type of people and those type of is looking to veterans. Because we have over 200,000 veterans getting out of the military every year. So we have the people, we have the employers, we have the job openings, and we have the people to provide to those employers.
Edgar Ortiz, that's his voice. And Edgar, of course, this is something that's very important and near to you because you are a veteran, first of all.
Yeah.
And veterans helping veterans find and locate new and better jobs. But you don't have to necessarily just do that here in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that across the United States with Home Base, right?
Yeah, definitely. With the Home Base Iowa program, you can do it. You can be sitting down in your house in Korea right now. We have people in Germany. We have people in other different states that are looking for the opportunity in Iowa through the Home Base Iowa program. And that's how we are helping veterans to move to Iowa. Right now, we have over 75 veterans in our caseload that are looking for opportunities here in Iowa. Out of those 75, we have over 30 people that are coming from other states. States, and Germany and Korea.
And you know, it just makes sense. If you're still living in a state with a relatively high unemployment rate, you know, and you've been having problems getting into the workforce, why not come to a place that's as welcoming as Iowa is and come here and go to work for some really fine companies? When we talk about the job fair, the program itself, give us what's happening on that day, when is it, and what happens?
Okay, the career fair will be held May 17th, 2017.
This is like up upon us.
Yes, it will be next week, actually. And we have a very special priority of service where we're going to be meeting with, we're going to have veterans to come in, and they will be meeting one-on-one with employers from 12:30 to 1, but the general public is welcome from 1 until 5 p.m.
So there's a four-hour opportunity for the general public, but you're giving some preferential treatment to veterans in the first hour.
Yeah, we have priority service for veterans in the first half an hour so they can get in and talk to the employers, and then from 1 to 5 o'clock for the general public. But in the meantime, the general public can be participating with different workshops that we have available.
Exactly, and that's one of the other things that you're bringing to the table on this is help to job seekers with regard to resume writing and performance interview tasks.
Yes, and they'll be able to ask questions of some of our trainers, things that they are struggling with, you know, how to maybe to do their elevator speech prior to meeting any of the employers during that day. So we are offering that opportunity for them to experience it. Now, another good thing that we're having on May 16th at the Iowa Works office at 430 East Grand, we have an etiquette workshop where they can get an idea of what is the best way to present yourself at the career fair the very next day, and what are the type of clothing that you should wear, dress for success, so we have that opportunity.
And, you know, that's one of the things that we talk to lots of HR professionals on a regular basis, and some of them really do have some horror stories about how people show up for some of these interviews, you know. It's not flip-flops and short shorts time. This is unless that's de rigueur at that particular business. But, you know, I don't know, maybe you're selling beach umbrellas or something.
Yes, or lawn care.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, so people have to be aware, and sometimes folks aren't aware of the finer
nuances.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Good word.
Yeah, thank you.
You want to do this? You got it. That's the voice of Vonnie Stewart-Kai. We're talking about the career fair happening on the 17th, but pre-career fair on the 16th is this workshop. And I think this is also vital. And veterans could probably also utilize.
Yeah, definitely. We have the opportunity for veterans to use that. And the best part is free.
There you go.
That's the best part of this.
The career fair is free.
Yeah, the career fair is free. Yes, the career fair and the workshop. So we have the opportunity to come into our office and sit down with trainers and maybe do a pre-mock interview so they prepare for that day, because we have some employers that could have the possibility to interview people right there on
the
spot.
Very nice. It is the career fair and pre-career fair orientation, if you will, on the 16th and on the 17th.
I didn't say where it was. It's at the FAA building at Enrichment Center on DMAC campus in Ankeny, Iowa.
Ankeny, Iowa, yeah. And where were you last year? Same place, or was it?
No, last year was with the Iowa Wild at the West Fargo Arena.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep. So, wow. And it's at the FFA Enrichment Center up in, which is a fine facility.
Wonderful facility.
Yeah. And so if you are looking for a job, or even if you've got a job, and this is what's more important, you know, with that low unemployment number, some folks don't even know that they're looking. And, you know, they're saying, okay, I've got a job. I may not like
this
my job.
This is an opportunity for upscaling.
That's right. That's right. So if you're already employed, this too could be an opportunity for you. Just have a sick day or something.
I didn't say that.
No, I did. I said that. Bonnie did not say that.
I said that.
No. But be honest about those things. All right. It is Iowa Works. It is Vonnie Stewart-Kai and Edgar Ortiz in. We're talking about the career fair. It's happening. 16th is the orientation, and on the 17th, up at the FFA Enrichment Center, is the career fair. 100 employers. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you got to have, you got to have. You got to spend some time and effort.
That's right.
Thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And again, we will have links up on the radio blog so that you can find out more information about this career fair. It does happen next week. So make sure that you, if you're looking and you're serious about it, make sure you go.
We would love to see you.
All right. All right. We're going to have to step aside for just a moment as we broadcast from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the Business News Hour for a Wednesday.